Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're continuing with the 24th installment, number 24, on page 166. And this chapter is one chapter, and it's called On Knowing Allah. On Knowing Allah. We'll complete this one chapter today, inshallah. We'll start with the Fatiha and invocations, and then we'll go right into the reading. Excuse me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله Page 166. On Knowing Allah. O beloveds, know Allah and do not be ignorant of Him. Obey Allah and do not resist Him. Conform with Him and do not dispute with Him. Accept His decree and do not fight with Him. Know the real subhanahu wa ta'ala through His making. He is the creator of all things, Al-Khaliq, the provider, Ar-Razzaq, the first, Al-Awwal, and the last, Al-Akhir, the manifest, Al-Dhahir, and the hidden, Al-Batin. He is the ancient, Al-Qadim, the everlasting, Al-Da'imun, and the eternal, Al-Abadi. He is the doer of what He wills, and He cannot be questioned about what He does, but they will be questioned, Quran 21:23. He is the one who enriches and fulfills needs, Al-Mughni, And he's the one who causes poverty, a mufkir. He's the beneficial, a nafia. The giver of life, a muhyi. The one who causes death, a mumit. The punisher, a ma'akba. The one who stirs fear, al-khuf, and the one who is pursued, marju. Fear him and do not fear any other. Put your hope in him and in no other. Move with his power and wisdom until power overcomes wisdom. Walk with the blameworthy qualities of the darkness until you defeat them with the praiseworthy qualities of the light. You will be very fortunate if you are able to follow what I am saying in the inside meaning, not only in the outside picture, and at the same time hold fast to the Sharia. But this is a matter which no one is able to understand except for a few of the virtuous ones who have lived inside this station. Because description alone does not lead to knowing. In all of your affairs, be between the hands of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be in the station of fear to follow his demands and avoid his prohibitions until the king invites you to himself. Then you will ask the messenger's permission and you will enter his palace. The substitutes, al-abdal, are called substitutes because they do not want anything except the will of Allah. And they do not choose anything but what He chooses. Outwardly, they are leaders and they follow the purifying practices. And then they are singled out for tasks that are special for them. And as their rank becomes higher, they are given more authority to command and prohibit until they reach an abode where there is no more commanding and prohibiting, because the demands of the law act naturally through them and are related directly to them, while they remain in solitude. They are absent with the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become present only when a command or a prohibition comes. They are protected while they act, and because of this protection, they do not violate any limit set by the law, abandoning what is the obligatory and committing sin is rebellion, and obligations are not abrogated in any state or situation. O lover, act in accordance with your best judgment and knowledge. Don't deviate from the divine plan. Do not forget the promise and strive against your nafs, against your desires and the evil of your lower self, your habits in the lower world. And don't despair of help from Allah, because it comes when you are steadfast and constant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly, Allah is with the patient. 2:153. And he also says, those who strive for us, we shall surely guide them to our ways. 2969. Hold the tongue of your nafs from complaining to people. Dispute with people only for the sake of Allah and instruct them to obey Him. Prohibit them from going astray and from fabricating things that do not exist originally in the religion, and from following their lower desires and from conforming with the lower self. Instruct them to follow Allah's book, to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people, respect Allah's book, be polite with it, for it is the link between you and Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not claim that the Quran is something created, because Allah says, "These are my words." Therefore, do not say no to him. Because whoever argues with Allah and claims that the Quran is something someone created is one who rejects the truth, and the Quran has nothing to do with him. The Holy Quran is the recital, the heard and the seen, the book collected in print form that is Allah's direct speech. Imam Ash-Shafi and Imam Ahmad, may Allah be pleased with them, both used to say, "The pen is created, and that which is written by it is the best. The heart is created, and that which is preserved within it is not created." O beloveds, act in accordance with the Quran and give advice using it. And do not indulge in conjecture about it. Creed is easy words, and the actions that need to be done are many. Hold on to faith and belief from the bottom of your hearts and act with your limbs. Busy yourselves with what will truly be of benefit to you, and do not pay attention to your mind that lacks understanding of religion. O lover, what is transmitted that is passed from one person to the next cannot be deduced by the mind, and the text of the scripture cannot be left to analogy, and evidence cannot be abandoned, and you cannot stop with what you claim. A debt cannot be paid with claims. The Prophet ﷺ said, "If people are measured by what they claim, then many will claim the right to someone else's money or life. But evidence must be provided by the one who claims this right, and an oath is only for the one who denies doing something." This is an authentic hadith reported by Al-Bukhari. The tongue of one who carries knowledge is of no benefit to an ignorant heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, "What I fear the most for my ummah is a hypocrite who can speak well." O scholar, O ignorant one who is present in the world but absent from the divine presence, feel shame in the presence of Allah. See him with your heart and humble yourself to him. Walk in your soul toward the hammer of his decree, and always thank him for his gifts. Connect the darkness of the night with the light of the day in performing acts of obedience. Because if you fulfill these obligations, extraordinary gifts arrive from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from his garden in this world and the next. O lover, strive until your love for this lower world diminishes. If you complete this, you are not left alone for one moment with your nafs, and whenever you become heedless, you regain consciousness. And whenever you become forgetful, you awaken because Allah will not let you look to anything else. Whoever tastes this knows, and there are only a few people who know, and they do not expect to find tranquility in creation. O unbelievers, you gather impurity and affliction upon your own head and heart. When a Gnostic looks with his eyes and heart to the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to nothing else, he finds security and tranquility in him. And he finds that the truth manifests between his hands, and he no longer sees the creation. His tongue stops, and he no longer objects to anything Allah makes. Many days, months, even years will pass, and he remains in that same state, because the state of a Gnostic does not change with the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones with sound reasoning among Allah's creatures. When you see them, you think they're mad. When they see you, they declare that you are a people who do not believe in the day of paying one's debt, Yawm al-Din. The heart of the Gnostic is broken and sad, and between the hands of the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's fearful, trembles with reverence. The more veils Allah removes, the more the Gnostic sees of his glory, immensity. And his all of him intensifies to the degree that he nearly separates from his body and his heart is nearly torn apart. When Allah sees his knower in this state, he opens the doors of his mercy and beauty and his gentleness and subtlety, and he gives him hope and calms him. I love to look at those who are seeking the final world and seeking the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I do not like to look at those who are seeking the lower world, the creation, the self and its desires. I do not like to work with those people, but I pretend to get along with them because they are sick. And I understand that the sick cannot be patient with the healer. Woe to you. It's obvious that you hide your affairs from people. You pretend that you're seeking the next world, but you are pursuing the lower world. This is madness. You hide in your heart, and it's obvious on your forehead. Your secret manifests in what you publicly reveal. The money you have in your hand is worth little gold, and the rest is silver. Do not brag. I have seen many like you. Surrender it all to me. Let me melt it and filter the gold within it and throw away the impurities, because a little that is pure is more valuable than all the impurities. Enable me, because I am an expert jeweler and I have the right instruments for the work. Repent from unbelief and pretense, and do not be ashamed to acknowledge that you have these things within yourself, because most of the sincere believers used to be unbelievers like you. And this is why one of them said, "No one knows sincerity better than one who used to be a disbeliever, because it is rare to find one who is sincere from the very beginning to the very end." Children may lie or play with dirt, and they may fall into harmful trouble. They may even steal from their parents or gossip. But as the intellect grows, they abandon playing little by little and become polite with their parents, with their teachers. And if Allah wants good for someone, he disciplines him so that he may abandon his wrong behavior. If Allah wants harm for someone, he leaves him to continue indulging in his wrong behavior, and therefore he is ruined in this world and the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the disease and the medicine. The cure for rebellion is obedience, and the cure for oppression is justice. Each sin has its medicine. If you separate your heart within yourself from the created world and connect with your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you raise your heart to Him, and its abode becomes a heaven for your spirit while your house is still on earth. Let your heart be in solitude with the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be singled out by Him for knowledge. Then be with the creation in your actions, with the ruling of the Sharia, and do not dispute in regard to any aspect of it, so that there is no evidence of an argument from them against you. Be in solitude with your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, within your heart, and outwardly be with the creation. Do not be busy with your nafs, trying to control them so that they control you, or trying to kill your nafs so that they kill you. Instead, busy yourself with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your nafs do not obey you concerning your obedience to Allah, then punish them with hunger or thirst, humiliation, nakedness, seclusion in a location that has no entertainment. And do not lift these restrictions until your nafs feel secure and obey Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every fear and every state. And if this security is obtained, then do not continue to punish your nafs. Therefore, if your nafs blames you for doing this or that, agree so that they continue to be broken and become humble. But seek help by asking for Allah's provision and by obeying His commands and avoiding His prohibitions. Let your inward and outward manifestations be one in conformity without objection or disobedience. Be thankful, do not be grateful, do not be ungrateful or deny the truth. Remember Allah and do not be forgetful. Do good without evil. There is no prosperity for your heart as long as anything other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, lives inside of it. If you prostrate yourself to Him for 1,000 years over hot earth, while your heart is inclined towards someone else, your prostration will not be of any benefit to you. There are no good consequences for you if you love another rather than your guardian protector. You cannot rejoice in His love until you lose everything. How can renouncing things while at the same time your heart is attached to them be of any benefit to you? Do you know that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows what is within the hearts of everything in all the worlds? Do you not feel shame when you claim to rely on Allah and at the same time you have another in your heart? O lover, do not be arrogant and rely on Allah's clemency, because when His punishment comes, it is severe. And do not be confused by ignorant scholars who do not know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who advise people that do not know and do not follow their own advice, and who prohibit people from doing something and do not prohibit themselves from doing it. They call people to the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they slip away from Him. They struggle against Him with their disobedience. O Allah, please forgive us and then give us all to Your Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to our father Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, please do not let us overpower each other, but benefit us with each other and admit us all into Your mercy. That brings us to the close of the 24th installment. Inshallah, we'll pick up again next time. Salaam alaikum.